Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports. We are going right through the phones. Joining us is somebody over the years, you heard he used to do a lot of the segments on this show. He used to do a fly fishing segment. He did a report from Fish Explorer. He was a regular contributor and an avid fly fisherman. He's calling in a different context today, Mr. Tim Emery. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing good. And before we get to why you're with the Wildlife Council now, we want to talk about their new campaign. But I've heard a nasty rumor that even though you're an avid fly fisherman, your son has lured you over to the dark side. Is that true?
It absolutely is. I am becoming just addicted to bass fishing, and I think it is so much fun. It's so much harder than I ever thought it was going to be. And I could bass fish any day, anywhere, anytime now. It's that fun.
Well, and your son is he's in the youth bass fishing tournament things, right?
Yeah. So Cooper's part of the Junior Denver Bassmasters, and he won a tournament a couple weeks ago. And Cooper's just taken to fishing and just loves it. And, you know, luckily there's a lot of kids just like him, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, that really love fishing. And we're finding more and more of those kids and more parents that really don't know what they're doing or how to teach their kids, but their kids are teaching themselves on YouTube, which is just amazing. So if you're a parent out there listening, let your kid fish all the time and take him fishing all the time. Every pond in the, you know, the Front Range has a fish in it. So take him fishing.
Well, we used to say, get him a tackle box, not an Xbox. And, you know, to tell you the truth, we've had such great youth success. I know we got to get to why you called, but it's a great opportunity because of your son's success, the way you've been involved with him. Most of the bass clubs in Colorado and a lot of the other clubs have youth groups, and we've had, I think, two national high school championships come out of Colorado. We've had people go get college scholarships coming out of Colorado. And you're right, there's a ton of bass fishing opportunities. You don't need a big boat. All of these ponds, we talked to the hatcheries here just a few weeks ago. They're stocking heavily with bass in all the ponds and small lakes, and you can learn from shore. So do a little research. Get out there with minimal equipment. You can start with an inexpensive spinning reel and a rod and a few lures and just have a great time. But let's talk to why you're really here, Tim. You're part of the Wildlife Council. Gosh, you've been involved with that for how long now?
This is my going. We'll be going into my 8th year. It's actually my last year on the council. We're allowed to serve 2 4-year terms, so I'm kind of wrapping things up, and I've seen a hell of a lot of changes. That's for sure.
Well, and one of the things people remember the Hug a Hunter, Hug an Angler commercials you guys did, and you really aim at the non-outdoor audience, and there's a reason for that. The North American model of funding outdoor activity has always fallen on the fishing and hunting license purchasers. The conservation through most state agencies, Colorado is no different. The money that comes for habitat, whether you're a wildlife watcher, bird watcher, you just like to hike in the outdoors, you like the trails. Now, some of the trails have some maintenance for like snowmobiles and ATVs. But for the most part, the hunter and angler license fees support Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And that's the funds that help them keep these resources available to everybody else. And that's the purpose of the Wildlife Council, is to let people know that somebody's footing the bill for how wonderful these things that they have. And what's the new campaign going to be like? Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we did a ton of research. We spent over a ton of money trying to figure out who could we influence and who is a – who's going to vote for the hunters and fishermen if a ballot initiative or something comes up that will restrict our ability to hunt and fish or manage the wildlife in Colorado? So we did a lot of research, and we came up with a campaign kind of geared towards pretty much people 22 to 35, 22 to 40, because there are a bunch of people that just don't know enough about hunting and fishing yet. They all know a hunter or fisherman, but they don't really hunt and fish, unfortunately. the passing down from our generation to generation is not what it used to be. So we're really trying to educate those people so that if there is an initiative to change how we manage wildlife, we can be influential, and people can look at us and say, oh, wait, hundreds of fishermen are good. You know, the money from CPW helps pay for us to be able to sit here and watch the moose or sit here and watch the elk. And that's really the key. So our new campaign is really geared towards that. It's geared towards the bikers and the hikers and the mountain bikers. And the reason people want to move to Colorado, we've got 60,000 people moving to the state every month. And we've got to educate them and encourage them, because this is the most amazing state in the country by far. And if we don't have wildlife, we lose our identity.
No, you're absolutely right. So give me a quick preview. What are people going to see?
So they're going to see a new spokesman, kind of a, you know, with mid 40 to 50 year old, kind of just a guy with a nice smile. Who's he's actually an older gentleman he's got tattoos. He's really good in it. And it's still, we've still got some comedy in it. We've still got some fun in it, but we're going to see, you know, nice mountain bikes, nice pictures, hunters, fishermen, everybody kind of getting along with each other and realizing that the outdoors is for everybody. It's not just for hunters and fishermen. It's for mountain bikers and birders and, you know, the climbers and everybody. And everybody can get along and everybody can enjoy. And it's really good, and it's got some really cool the funny parts. You'll like the funny parts. They're subtle, but they're really good.
I have one bone to pick, and that's a 50-year-old guy to me is a really young guy, not an old guy. So watch what you're saying there, pal.
But he's got gray hair. So.
Yeah, but one of the things I want to say before we got to let you go run out of time, though, is that we talked about the North American model and paying the way. The hunters and fishermen of this, anglers of this country, not just men but women too, have been the initial conservationists too. We wanted to preserve the resources so we'd have these resources for our children and grandchildren. And when all these green movements came along, I said, welcome aboard. We want to, you know, we've been picking up trash and protecting the environment and planting trees and all those things for many, many years before it was ever a fad. And we're glad to see the general public care about the environment, but understand where the money comes from.
Well, yeah. And, you know, with the way the, you know, outdoor recreation movement is going right now, there has to be an understanding of what hunters and fishermen do and how it's maintained. And one of the big misnomers is, you know, if you walk up to anybody on the street and you ask them, you know, who pays for the wildlife, they don't know, unfortunately. You know, hunters and fishermen bring in, you know, $3 billion worth of money to protect this area and protect the wildlife. And without the management, without the way we manage it, we'll lose all those options. We'll lose wildlife. We won't be able to, you know, take care of things and manage it the correct way. And that's the huge part. And the people managing it are really educated, and they study how to manage it. You know, things happen in the world, and, you know, I don't know how to manage an elk herd. You know, a lot of people don't, but we've got to be able to let the experts manage our wildlife, and we can't be out there voting against or not letting the management happen from the experts. And it's really going to be an interesting dilemma that comes up here in the next few months.
All right, my friend, we have to go, but I'll leave this last comment that if the hunters and fishermen don't pay for management of our outdoor resources, the hikers and bikers and other people are going to have to start, because we're going to have to find ways to maintain them. But thank you so much. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it.
You bet. Tim Emery. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, Mark Kite's going to join us from Sun Power Sports and talk about an incredible seminar on hunting that's coming up at their facility here in just a few weeks on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.